AI Morning Briefing, April 28, 2026. Good morning. Today's AI story is really about control points. In the last 24 hours, the biggest developments were less about benchmark bragging and more about cloud rights, platform defaults, cross-border approvals, and ownership of identity. First, OpenAI and Microsoft rewrote one of the most important contracts in tech. TechCrunch reports the pair renegotiated their partnership again, replacing Microsoft's old AGI-triggered exclusivity with a defined term through 2032. Microsoft keeps a non-exclusive license to OpenAI IP through that date. Azure remains the primary cloud partner, and OpenAI gets broader freedom to serve products across other clouds. The big takeaway is that this removes a legal shadow from OpenAI's up to $50 billion AWS deal, especially around agent infrastructure. Second, investor appetite for frontier AI is still enormous, but the bet is shifting beyond standard LLM scaling. TechCrunch says former DeepMind reinforcement learning leader David Silver's new startup, Ineffable Intelligence, raised $1.1 billion at a $5.1 billion valuation. The lab says it wants to build a super learner that discovers knowledge without depending on human-generated training data. Even if that ambition is far from proven, the round says investors are ready to back post-LLM architectures when the founder has the right track record. Third, geopolitics is now directly reshaping AI M&A. TechCrunch reports China's top economic planner blocked Meta's roughly $2 billion acquisition of Manus, an agentic AI startup with Chinese roots that later moved to Singapore. The order requires the deal to be unwound. For Meta, that is a hit to its agent strategy. For everyone else, it is a warning that AI acquisitions are starting to look more like strategic infrastructure deals than normal software transactions. Fourth, Google is pushing conversational search deeper into video. The Verge reports YouTube is testing Ask YouTube for U.S. premium users age 18 and up. Instead of just returning a video list, it creates an AI-style results page with summaries, grouped clips, shorts, and follow-up prompts. That matters because it trains users to navigate video libraries with dialogue instead of keywords. Fifth, AI is moving into the operating system layer. The Verge, citing Canonical's April 27 Ubuntu community post, says Ubuntu will add AI features throughout 2026, while insisting it is not becoming an AI product. Canonical says the plan includes background AI that improves existing OS functions, then more AI-native workflows later on, with an emphasis on transparency and local inference. That is a notable signal. Even Linux distributions now view AI as a core platform capability, but their users still want control. And sixth, the AI rights fight is moving from takedowns to prevention. On The Verge's AI desk, Taylor Swift's company filed trademark applications tied to her voice and image, a move widely read as defense against AI impersonation and likeness abuse. The legal outcome is uncertain, but the business signal is clear. Creators are trying to lock down identity before synthetic copies spread. So the market takeaway is simple. AI is becoming less of a single model race and more of a control point race. Whoever controls cloud distribution, platform defaults, regulatory clearance, and identity rights will capture more of the value. Top three new business ideas. 1. Multi-cloud agent compliance advisor, a service for CIOs and procurement teams that maps which model and agent features can run on which clouds under shifting licensing terms. Timely because the OpenAI Microsoft reset makes cloud exclusivity less stable. 2. Cross-border AI M&A diligence shop. A specialist firm for corp dev teams and PE investors that scores geopolitical, ownership, and national security risk in AI deals. Timely because the Meta Manus block shows technical diligence is no longer enough. 3. Local AI deployment consultancy. An integration firm for governments, healthcare groups, and Linux-heavy enterprises that want speech, search, and troubleshooting agents on controlled infrastructure. Timely because Canonical is validating local-first AI as mainstream. Top 3 New Product App Ideas. 1. Conversational Video Knowledge Base, an internal Ask YouTube for company training libraries that returns summaries, clips, and follow-up prompts. Timely because users are being taught to search video conversationally. 2. Voice and Likeness Rights Vault, a creator app for storing approved voice samples, signature phrases, image references, and takedown packets. Timely because AI-era identity protection is becoming proactive, not reactive. 3. RL Lab Signal Tracker, a product for VCs, recruiters, and analysts that tracks funding, hiring, and compute partnerships among reinforcement learning first startups. Timely because David Silver's round suggests a new cycle of interest beyond classic LLM labs. That's the briefing for Tuesday, April 28th. Watch the control points around AI, not just the models themselves.